Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. Padres open a 7-game road trip at Wrigley Field tonight against the Chicago Cubs. Erik Stoltz, who is 3-11, will start against rookie Kyle Hendricks. Friars coming off back-to-back wins at Petco Park. Cubs are miserable. They've lost 11 of their last 13 since they traded their top two starting pitchers. Meanwhile, the trade rumors just continue to swirl amongst the Padres. And the big story, those guys who got on that plane to fly to Chicago, who won't be on the plane when the road trip is over? Chase Headley's name continues to surface, as does Ian Kennedy, amongst others. Major League Baseball last night, although the Padres were off, the Dodgers beat the Pirates 5-2. Adrian Gonzalez got on base five times. Justin Turner hit a two-run home run. Somebody finally beat the Angels. In a surprise, the Orioles went into Anaheim. Adam Jones hit two-run home runs in that game, pacing the Baltimore to the victory. Halos, though, have still won 12 of their last 15. Scary story in San Francisco. Matt Cain, one of the great veteran pitchers on the Giants staff, on the disabled list, may have bone chips in his elbow. Rockies are reeling. Terrible season for them. Now they lose first baseman Justin Morneau, their all-star. He's out with a neck injury. Troy Tulowitzki is already out with a bruised thigh. Mets have activated pitcher Jonathan Neese from the DL. Braves have activated catcher Evan Gattis from the disabled list, but out with a back injury. Baltimore shuts down pitcher Ubaldo Jimenez. He's got ankle problems. And the Cardinals send pitcher Michael Walker to doctors. There's been slow improvement from the fracture in his shoulder joint, but he's still not anywhere near ready to pitch. Couple of roster moves. Tony Gwynn Jr. has been designated for reassignment by the Philadelphia Phillies. He either accepts demotion to Lehigh Valley or he'll be given his outright release. Tony was hitting just 163. The Giants, with desperate need at second base, have signed former Atlanta Braves power-hitting second baseman Dan Uggla. He had been suspended and released last week. And the Blue Jays have released the guy that was supposed to be their closer, Sergio Santos. He's been injured three different times this season. NFL football. New England owner Robert Kraft says there's no violations of NFL offseason rules in the fact that Bill Belichick texted Aaron Hernandez 33 times in a three-month span just before Hernandez got arrested. Big trouble brewing in Minnesota. Chris Cluey, their released punter, filing a lawsuit tomorrow against the Vikings for wrongful termination and defamation. He maintains he was released because of his vocal support on gay marriages. Really sad story in Cincinnati. Reggie Williams, a star linebacker with the Bengals in the 80s and 90s. Back in the hospital, he's had 24 knee surgeries. Doctors want to amputate his leg. Williams is refusing to have it done. Tony Dungy, the iconic Super Bowl coach, now on NBC TV, says he would not have drafted gay defensive end Michael Sams from Missouri. He said it would have created too many distractions for an NFL team. Sams goes to camp this weekend with the Rams. And CBS TV says it will not ban its broadcasters from the use of the term Redskins when covering Washington games this season. More problems and another lawsuit against the NFL. Alan Faneca, longtime Pittsburgh Steeler offensive lineman, has filed a major lawsuit over the concussion settlement. He is now going to federal court asking a judge to block the approval, saying it discriminates against current NFL players who may be having problems. Faneca has charged that according to the new proposal that's been approved by the judge, a player would have to be prescribed with CTE and dead before he would get any access to the money. Faneca says that discriminates against current and future modern-day players. Chargers make a deal to get an offensive lineman. Khalil Wilkes at Stanford University signs a free agent contract. He's a center. Giants have lost their longtime veteran guard Chris Snee, announcing a retirement because of hip injuries after an 11-year career. Ravens have put Terrence Cody, defensive tackle, on the PUP list. Won't take part in preseason workouts because of health issues. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby at the conference's media day says minority sports at all Division I schools are in serious jeopardy if the NCAA upgrades the amount of money it's giving student athletes, coupled with the amount of legal fees they're having to pay from all these lawsuits. Bowlesby told reporters at the media day yesterday that revenue in college sports is up by 2%, but if all these proposals go through, expenses could rocket as high as 14%. He says there's more to college football than just Texas and Oklahoma and the amount of money they make, saying that other Division I programs, especially in the non-BCS conferences, probably can't afford to operate this way. Bizarre, only way to describe what's going on with the Donald Sterling lawsuit. Meetings continued yesterday with the judge. And then in a surprise story, Sterling met for 90 minutes with Steve Ballmer, the man that's trying to buy the club for $2 billion. Sterling, of course, is involved in a bitter lawsuit to try to prevent the sale. Andrew Bynum, the ex-Lakers center, is gone to Germany. He is going to undergo an experimental Regokine injection in his knee with hope of growing cartilage. Won't play in 2014, hopes to be able to come back in 2015. Kobe Bryant had a similar injection a year and a half ago, and it worked wonders. Horrible news involving former Lakers star guard Michael Cooper, hospitalized, cancer of the tongue. NBA has worked out. New York Knicks, Dante Jones, former Miami Heat, may sign him. Boston has signed veteran Indiana Pacer free agent guard Evan Turner. And the Bucks have just signed Kendall Marshall, who was released in a surprise move by the Lakers over the weekend. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.